Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense, while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Where'd your kid get stuck? That's what we're talking about for Woman Wednesday on KFrog. There was a kid in Ohio that saw a claw machine, really wanted that prize, obviously didn't want to spend his money, so he crawled into the claw machine, and then a short time later, you see on the surveillance video, I mean, going, oh gosh. And you know in his head, he goes, how am I going to explain this to mom?
Okay, so I remembered what I was going to say about the dad part. I had forgot the last break. If I'm the dad and I get help and I know that people are going to come and I'm just like sitting there watching the baby, do you maybe plop a quarter in there and try to and win your baby back?
No.
Pick him up with the claw?
No. Not at all.
That's just dad brain right
that
there,
That would
I guess.
Not cross my mind at all.
Okay, so there was an instance where my daughter Reese got stuck, and I don't think I've told my wife this story yet, who may be listening.
Oh, I hope she is.
When she was very, very small, and I remember picking her up and putting her in bed with me from the crib to the bed, and we're laying together, and I fall asleep, and eventually I wake up, and I'm looking around, and I'm like, where's Reese? I don't see her. And I looked to my left, and she had rolled over, and the way our room's positioned, you have the bed and then a nightstand right next to that. Well, she had gone head first over the bed, and she was pinned between the mattress and the nightstand, and all you see were two legs just kind of like flailing about. She wasn't making a sound. She wasn't crying or anything. Don't know how long she had been there, and I went, I grabbed her by the ankle and just kind of pulled her back up. Everything was fine.
You pulled her up like a carrot out of the garden?
How else would you have done it? Obviously, she went in that way, so you just take her right back out.
Oh, wow. I really hope Tori heard that
she
right
was
now.
Safe.
I was trying to think about my boys, and, you know, they get into trouble all the time, having two of them at home. I think the one time where they were actually stuck, though, is Carter, from a very young age, has always had a big head. He's just got a huge dome, okay? And I don't know why he thought it would be a good idea to stick his head through, like, the railing on the staircase. We were at a friend's house. I don't know if he was trying to look down at us or, but it was like one of those, like he got his head through and then couldn't get his head back out. Like full on went and got butter.
That was going to be my ask.
Yeah.
Did you lather him up?
We greased that kid up.
Really?
Luckily we were able to get him out without having to cut off any of the little wood poles.
They were wood. They weren't metal.
No. Yeah. It was a scary situation. And then afterwards, Art was like, can you believe that? I was like, okay, too soon. Can't laugh. Not quite yet.
Would the owners of the home be upset if you had to cut them down? Was that like a discussion of, hey, like we can't get them out. We might have to break these.
You know, I don't know. We never got to that point. I was the panicked mom of like, oh my gosh, my kid lives with you now. He's going to be there forever. So I don't think that even crossed my mind. I was just going to leave him instead. 310 says, my son didn't get stuck, but he did climb into the claw machine.
So this is a thing.
Just like the kid in Ohio. It happened at Dave and Buster's, according to this text message. He was able to come out himself, and he had a big giant dolphin that he wanted. Billy Currington on KFrog. We'll have your chance to win those tickets coming up at 9:30. And parents, you might need a night out, especially if you have any stories like the ones we're hearing about kids getting stuck somewhere. There was a kid in Ohio that got himself stuck in the claw machine. I mean, to his credit, there's a lot of temptation.
And there's not much to do in Ohio.
How often do you go to Ohio?
Never.
Okay.
Because there's nothing to do.
Well,
that is why.
Next time you go, crawl into a claw machine. Tracy in Corona, tell us about the time your kid got stuck. Where was it?
Oh, it was terrible. A panic mom moment. I was 7 months pregnant with twins. My son was bored as heck. He's only two. Took him to Chuck E. Cheese. Watching him climb around that wonderful little habit trail looking thing at the top of the Chuck E. Cheese that went all around the whole top of Chuck E. Cheese. And I'm kind of following him as he's going through. Every now and then you see like this big clear opening. And there's my two-year-old son bawling his eyes out because he can't figure out how to get out. I'm 7 months pregnant with twins. I can't fit through that tube. Get up there to save him. I can't fit. I'm down there looking up at him, crying, looking down at me. And fortunately, some good Samaritan took pity, seeing tears in my eyes, and crawled up there. And I said, Matthew, he's going to help.
He's all, no, mom, stranger danger.
Exactly. So that's why I'm like, he's helping this guy right here. And I'm like crying because I can't help my kids.
When you went back to Chuck E. Cheese, did he ever go back in the little tube thing again?
We didn't go back for a while because I was torn.
Did you say how long he was stuck for?
About 5 minutes.
But for a kid, that feels like an eternity.
For a mom watching your kid not helping, that's an eternity.
Your mom too.
So then there's stories like Michelle, who actually weighed in on our Facebook and took the time to get a picture of when her kid was stuck with his head in a chair.
I love how he's stuck and she's like, okay, hang on. You stay right there. Where's my phone? Let me just smile.
I'll get you out of there, but I need a picture first. This one's kind of scary from the 213. Says, my son was about 9 months old. He got his little foot stuck in the Stater Brothers shopping cart. Have no idea how he squeezed it between the metal, but we were just about to call the fire department when someone in the parking lot came over and said, don't worry, I have some tools, and they were able to get him out.
I never thought about a shopping cart because those bars are very close together. And yeah, baby feet, they could just slip right through.
Well, and baby feet, they're like little snakes. Like, you know, like they don't have bones. They just like morph right in.
They just slither around.
Right? It's Kelly and Anthony on K-Frog.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The podcast Campus Files is back with more stories of scandal, crime, and intrigue on college campuses.
It is not hard to destroy a college.
It's almost like a university under siege.
Listen to and follow Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.